Greenleaf Landscaping, how can I help you?
Hi, is this Albert?
This is he.
Hey Albert, this is Shaw from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, how about yourself?
Good, thanks for asking. Is this a good time to chat for you?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So I'm the underwriter that's working on your file here. So I just wanted to go over your file with you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So according to my notes here, it looks like we were looking at two different options for you. The first one being a payoff loan, pay off the balance that you have right now with NewLogic, and then get additional capital on top.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then also another option would be just to get additional capital on top. Is that correct?
Yes. I'd like to go with the first one if possible, mm-hmm. but yeah, absolutely.
Okay. How much are you looking for additional?
I wanted total. I wanted 120,000. So this way, I pay that off, and I don't know the balance that we owe personally. I don't know if it was 83 or 93. I wanted
it's
to pay 83, that off.
According to our notes.
It was 83. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to do 120 total.
Mhm. And just get additional. Looks like about 40-ish.
Yes.
On top. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about your use of fund and you know what you're looking to do with it?
Yeah, actually we just was awarded a new account regards to the monthly maintenance, mm-hmm. and it's about 35.8, so basically 36,000 a month.
Okay.
And to do a job like that, you need a little capital regards to fronting. You don't get paid for 30 to 40 days, so mm-hmm. we have to pretty much front the payroll mm-hmm. and then get a few things that we might need mm-hmm. regards to the work.
Mm,
so
okay.
That's mainly what we're going to do, but we start that soon, so
okay.
I'm trying to get something like that.
When is that contract starting?
Within 12 to 15 days.
Nice, okay. And then do you also do like regular maintenance, renovations with the complexes too?
Yeah, we do nothing but commercial. Actually, I take it back. We do all commercial maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing insulation on residential homes, custom
mm-hmm.
homes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do extras. And it's mm-hmm. kind of its own division that kind of made it in its own division in regards to plants, mm-hmm. flowers, bark, things that are extra besides
mm-hmm.
the regular monthly maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of helps out. And like I said, we have three divisions here, one for landscaping, one for
mm-hmm.
commercial maintenance, and then one mm-hmm. for the extras that we take care of. Bank of Stockton's, since I'm from here, Stockton, we take care
mm-hmm.
of about 12 Bank of Stockton's. So basically, they need bark, they need flowers, they need plants. So it's a whole
nice.
Different division.
Wow, sounds like a lot of things.
Yeah, and it's growing, so it's hard to grow at a certain, you know, usually we try and just grow maybe 3 to 5% per year, a year, but right now it seems like we're just moving a lot faster, but it's
mm-hmm.
tough because all our profit goes back in, and then we're trying
mm-hmm.
to make a living too, so
mm-hmm.
that's pretty much it comes down to.
Mm-hmm. How's this year tracking for you?
It's going well. I think, you know, for this time of year, people
mm-hmm.
think that you slow down, but it's
yeah.
like the opposite. We stay busy year
mm-hmm.
round,
mm-hmm.
and right now we're actually looking for some new employees.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
are you guys still really hot over in Stockton?
No, it's been cooling down the last few days.
Oh,
so,
that's good.
Yeah, it's been cooling down the last few days.
Mm, I see. Yeah, I used to live over. Go ahead.
Can you hang one second?
Yeah,
someone's
sure.
knocking. Okay, I'm sorry.
No
you
worry.
You live where?
Oh, up in Berkeley.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so
yeah.
you're a couple. A couple hours or so, a little hour and 45
like an
minutes.
An hour or so, yeah. But
yeah,
I would always try to avoid going to Stockton just because it's so hot over there. Unless it's for a family outing
hot
or whatever.
Over here. Oh, yeah, it's really hot. I used to commute from Palo Alto because I worked at Stanford University back and forth.
Nice.
And it just aged me quite a bit because of being in that car with traffic. Now it's probably crazier, mm-hmm. but knock on wood, thank God, you know, I just... You know, it's crazy. 22 years ago, I started pushing mm-hmm. a mower, and it was for residential. My job ended in Palo Alto, and my brother mm-hmm. said, oh, Albert, to do your yard, and the next thing you know, I'm doing someone's yard. And after a while, I thought, maybe I can make a living out of this, and I just started doing more. And after 5 years, I got rid of the residential and said, I'm going to go commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So I went commercial, and here we are. Now we're just, you know, obviously sticking to commercial.
Yeah, we actually work with a lot of landscapers, and at least we're on the West Coast, and you don't have to deal with snow and, you know, having to go into slow plowing during the winter months,
mm-hmm.
you know, changing gears and everything, so that's good.
Yeah, no, I know. We basically, leaf season starts up pretty soon, and then it takes mm-hmm. us until, maybe end of January, and then so
mm-hmm.
February is probably, if we're going to call a slow month, even though we're busy, probably be February, but
mm-hmm.
March and April, it just turns right up, you know,
mm-hmm.
because the sun starts coming out, and
mm-hmm.
we did a massive flowers, I mean, every color changes, probably
mm-hmm.
we did $12,000 that we used, so
mm-hmm.
maybe $24,000 just in color
mm-hmm.
a year,
mm-hmm.
so it's quite a bit. So anyhow, it's just basically... we needed to turn the wheels, you know, when you're growing and you're trying to take care of everybody's needs. It's like, okay, we need obviously to buy, we need capital to buy these things and at the same time pay the labor at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, just going back to that contract you have coming up right now, which is basically sounds like the top priority, you know, how long is that going to take you to complete that contract?
Well, ongoing? Oh, well, it's a year contract, but obviously if it goes well, we just renew every year, and
mm-hmm.
it's monthly, so we'll be doing it monthly every year, I mean, every month.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay,
and,
okay.
Yeah, so it's a monthly, it's 35.8 a month, and then there's lots, like what I mentioned to you, flowers, color change, and
mm-hmm.
Landscaping, and they like to upgrade as well, so
that
kind of helped out. But the monthly is basically that. So it's streetscapes. It's a property called Brookside over here,
mm-hmm.
and it's the park, streetscapes with a lot of the flower beds and mowing in the middle islands and
mm-hmm.
and things like that, and schools.
Mm-hmm.
And rec centers and
so
HOAs.
It's
every day, and we would be working. We're going to be working 5 days a week on it, and there's probably
mm-hmm.
about 12 employees every day there.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be every day. It's not going to mm-hmm. stop unless they fire us.
But
we don't want that. Knocking on wood.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So just going back to the file here, I'm just going to give you a little bit of feedback that I got.
Okay.
If you don't mind me being frank, I'm just going to go over
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Please do.
Okay.
There's
a few different factors that we look at when we get approvals for working capital loans. The first thing is the credit. Your credit right now is at 563. National average is about 680 right now.
Right.
So it's below the national average. And then the second thing we do look at is the time in business, just to show stability in the business. Time in business for you is only about a year and a half maybe. So there's a little bit of risk.
What was that about the year? What was
the time in business?
Oh, I don't know, Tyler told you, but I've been in business 22 years, and we just changed over because I was going through a divorce, so she wanted the name Green Bay Landscaping.
I
changed it into Green Leaf Landscaping, Inc., and everything seems, the accounts are the same, the
mm-hmm.
office, the vehicles, the trailers, everything is the same, except
I just changed
the name,
basically.
Yeah, because when I'm going through a divorce, she requested that because when we first got married...
I see.
Yeah, so that's the only reason. But other than that, We've been in long term for, and we have accounts here for 15 years. We still have.
Okay. Okay. I can. Let me make. Yeah. It looks like that he wrote it down in the notes. But in the file itself, it only said 2015. So I do apologize. I'll change that for you. But that is just part of the consideration. Part is the time of business. So I can make some edits on that one.
Okay. That'd be great.
Yeah, and then also, last thing I want to ask you about is, you know, I looked at your bank statements here. There, since this is a cash-based loan, it's, you know, it depends on, you know, your cash inflow and outflow. July, I see that you do have a drop to a balance of 3,000 ending balance. You know, what happened during July? Did something, you know, you have something you had to pay for?
No, and we basically we bought. Like I was talking to you regards to equipment, we bought a dump trailer. We bought a it's like a vacuum that vacuums up leaves, but it's like $4,000. The trailer was $11,000. So we started buying equipment with our own money because we didn't have the credit to do it. And then at the same time, you know, we're paying out just like what we're talking about, but waiting for our checks, and that this is the reason why I'm going for the loan, because if I had the capital, it wouldn't be we wouldn't have to be doing that. But again, I, like I told you, I started with a lawnmower, and $60 was my first account, so I just started whatever money I had, and we're still growing. And I told you right now, we just picked up this account, so it's kind of tough when, you know, everything's looking good, but when you have to invest and you need to use that money, it just really hard to do. So
I had another customer today that's the same type of situation as you, basically landscaping, but he also has to do the renovation, like the little things here and there that the apartment complex needed him to do. And it's great because it's growing your business, you're getting a lot more accounts, you're getting a lot of, you know, receivables and things like that, but you know, you have to front all that money first, you know, before you can get the in the net 30, net 60. So there's that time lag. So it's the same situation that's happening with other landscaper too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So and then so we did look at trying to get you the payoff loan and getting you the additional capital on top, but that option wasn't available to you, and the reason being is because the balance is too high right now to do that. And what that means is basically right now you have an $86,000 or $83,000 in competitor debt right now with NewLogic. In order to do a refi of current working capital and get additional capital as a first position loan, we would have to give you $160,000. And with $160,000, it would over leverage your account. It would over leverage your business, because that's about, you know, a little under 50% of your annual sales. It's about 40% of your annual sales in loans. So that's a lot right now for you to handle, given your annual sales and how the bank statement looks like. Okay. So what we did get you, though, is we did get you approval for, let's see here. We got your approval for $41,283.
And what is the payment on that, or how is it?
It's structured, it is a little bit shorter term of a loan just because it's a second position loan. It's not a payoff loan. So it's only, it's over a course of 4 months.
4 months?
But you're able to, basically what it is you're able to take care of the, you know, the things in front of you right now. And 2 months into the loan, you're able to refi that remaining balance and get additional capital on top. So that it's shorter in the sense so that you can get additional capital sooner.
And what are they taking out per, is it per month or per day?
It is a daily payment.
What is that, $450?
It's $699.
$699 a day? Yeah, that's probably way too much for me right now. I don't want to bury myself or lie to you guys. I'd rather be upfront with you guys.
Sure.
And that would just bury me.
How much have you budgeted for a like a monthly output for $41,000?
Well, did you say monthly or daily budget?
What's your budget for like the month?
Oh, for the month on a payment?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. No, is that weekends too, or is that just business days, the money that you're trying to take out?
It's a business day only. So Monday to Friday only, no Saturday, Sunday, or holidays.
Yeah, so I'm thinking somewhere around $9,000.
Okay.
Somewhere around there. You guys are talking, you guys are talking probably about 14,000, huh?
Let me see here. Give me one second, I'm calculating right now. Yeah, we're looking at 14.6.
14.6?
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm close.
Yeah, very close.
Yeah, I was just like, wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just like I told you, it's just way out of my budget. That would probably bury me, and like I said, it's not worth to bury myself. And
yeah, exactly. I mean, if it's too much for you, if it doesn't make sense for you, then you know I wouldn't recommend taking it. But if you're able to, if you have that upcoming project and you need the capital for it, if it makes sense in that way, I would take it just because of that. You know, if you're making more money than what you're going to be paying back. By doing this, by getting this contract, by getting this capital to do that contract.
Yeah, no, I get that part. I just don't get the part that, it might be a little too much to pay back because obviously, you know, the money I'm making is not going to be 100% profit. So
right.
A certain percentage. And let's just talk out loud and say, I told you it was 36.
Mm-hmm.
Say my profit was $7,000. My profit's not even paying for the payment, the loan. So that's the scary part.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand, you know, that's just on that account. And I can get it from my other accounts, but
mm-hmm.
at the same time, I wanted to get one payment because I already have another one.
Right.
So that would be too much. There,
sure.
14,006 with you, 10,000 with them. That's $24,000-$25,000.
Yeah.
A month. So that's
mm-hmm.
that's quite a bit. I'm pretty sure
okay.
that's what it is. So I really appreciate it, but I'll just get back to the drawing board and, you know, I don't know, see if someone else can do something for me. If not, then I'll just have to work it out on my own.
Okay,
but I really appreciate you guys.
Is there, like, a smaller amount that you would want to start with?
Well, I honestly want to see if I can get something monthly. What happens, too, is, you know... Let's just say it's 14,000, or let's use round 14,000 round numbers. That 30 days for me to give you money every day, you're not. It's not giving me a chance to build, because
mm-hmm.
you guys are just if I had 30 days to work with the money, at least I could say, hey, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that. But I'm bleeding, and nothing personal, but you guys are bleeding me while I'm trying to work in 30 days, because I get paid in 30,
mm-hmm.
And I got to pay everybody else, but at the same time, you guys are going to bleed every day, not every 2 weeks. It's every day, so that's the part that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's just too much for me. So, I have this another, which I don't understand how they even know, but someone called me and basically they want to give me a I guess you guys all say they want to give me a consolidation loan, but you know, I don't know if they can do anything different. But
what's
the
company called?
Let me see what it's called. And you know what? She told me that they get. Let me see. I think we got this. I was going to tell you I can offer you a consolidation program if you are interested. I just need to know the balance, the capital. I was missing the August bank statement. Should I email you someone else requesting? It was a note from my secretary. She's left for the day, but yeah. So she wrote a note here for me, and she's working on it. But I thought, well, Tyler said we were going to get a call today to see what was going to happen. And obviously, it sounds like you guys' hands are tied regards to doing something for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, do you know what's the where she's calling you from?
I don't. Like I said, I know we were working with three. We picked two. We weren't working with three. We chose three, and then we picked two, you guys, and another one. And Kobe Allen, my receptionist, she was working on it, and she just left me a note here telling me what they needed and that she was going to send tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, it seems like I have to look to see maybe there might be someone else that can kind of help me, hopefully, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I really appreciate your time, and
yeah,
I thank you a bunch for trying.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay? How about this? Do you know when once you send that over, they'll probably have an answer for you in about a day or two or something?
Probably a couple of days, I'm thinking, because you guys took a couple of days, so it's probably going to be the same thing.
Okay, so today is Tuesday. How about this? If you don't mind, I'll touch base with you late tomorrow or early Thursday just to see where you're at with everything.
Well, the problem is, no matter what, if this is the best offer you can give me, I can't do it because I'm not going to force myself to, for failure, set myself up for failure.
Right.
So I don't want to do something that I can't afford. So
yeah.
If this is the best offer, then there's really no reason because of the fact it's not going to be something that I'm interested in, know. So I'd rather just deal with what I have in front of me.
Right.
Or hopefully a better offer comes. So is this your guys' best offer?
What I can do is, now that I know exactly what you're looking to do exactly, I can run some new numbers and see if there's anything else that's going to be better. I can't guarantee it, but I can see and tell them to review your file one more time.
Well, at the same time, maybe you could tell them I have been in business for 22 years, not a year and
so
whatever.
That might help out there, too.
And, you could call me back on my cellular phone, my cell phone.
Is this a cell phone?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. What's the cell phone?
Are you 209-915-0025.
Okay.
0025.
Okay.
And then let me know.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
And what's you're going to call today, tomorrow, next week? What day?
Either it'll probably be like tomorrow, mid-tomorrow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. No problem.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.